Now, he says something else, verse 23. Whosoever sins, ye remit, they are remitted unto him, and whosoever sins, ye retain, they are retained. Now, this is, I believe, again, a very important passage of Scripture. And again, I think that it's greatly misunderstood. I'd like to give a quotation from John Calvin in this connection, and here it is. When Christ enjoins the apostles to forgive sins, he does not convey to them what is peculiar to himself. It belongs to him to forgive sins. He only enjoins them in his name to proclaim the forgiveness of sins. That is important to see. Now, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. Now, you will not find anywhere in the book of Acts or in the epistles any instance of any apostle remitting the sins of anyone. But they're doing exactly what John Calvin said here, our Lord meant by that, and that is to proclaim the forgiveness of sins. Or let me put it like this. What is it that forgives sins? What is it? Even God just can't arbitrarily forgive sins. We have forgiveness of sins through his blood. Until Christ died and paid the penalty for our sins, God couldn't arbitrarily forgive. And back in the Old Testament, the forgiveness was based on the fact that Christ would come and die. Or, let me put it like this, God saved on credit in the Old Testament. And when Christ came, he paid the penalty. And today you and I look back in faith. Now, it's only the gospel that has in it any forgiveness at all. So how can you and I remit sins? We can remit it by preaching the gospel. And I'm amazed at that, as we saw in the 14th chapter. Greater works shall ye do, says, than even he had done. And you know what the greater works are? Well, when he was here and proclaimed the word and somebody believed and turned to him, that, to me, was not a great miracle. But when Vernon McGee gives out the word of God and somebody turns to Christ and is born again and becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus, and we have instances now on this radio of literally hundreds that have listened to the word of God and been born again. We have literally now on file hundreds of letters. We know what the word of God can do. My friend, that's a greater miracle when these lips of clay can just give out the word of God. That, my friend, is whosoever sins ye remit, they're remitted unto them. That is, when you proclaim the gospel of the grace of God. And that's the reason that's the most glorious privilege there is today, friends, is to declare the gospel of the grace of God. Now, this was a wonderful appearance of our Lord yonder in the upper room to the 10. Not 12, but only 10 were there. Not just 11, but 10. Why?